The Ramban in Parshas Korach explains that Korach did not rebel against Moshe earlier because the people loved Moshe and they would never have tolerated it, and they would have stoned them for the disloyalty and for the merit in Moshe. But and therefore Korach had to absorb it all those that time that, you know, Moshe was the melech, and but after all the setbacks with in Midbar Paran, Tav'era and Kivas HaTaiva, and ultimately the Chet of the Meraglim, so that weakened Moshe's position in Korach's mind, and therefore there was an opportunity to dispute his rule. So says the Ramban. But what's clear from the Ramban that is that Korach was choylik on Moshe himself, and therefore he was a moreid b'malchus, because Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of a melech, as the Gemara says in Zvachim, and which some interpret in the pasuk, the Moshe, the pasuk's v'hi b'shun melech, is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. So, dosim v'avirim, therefore joined Adas Korach to be choylik on Moshe, because even before Bechiras Moshe, they were choylik on Moshe. As they said, Misamcha l'sar v'shofet aleinu. As they were choylik on Moshe, ki tishtaver aleinu gam hishtaver, it means, as the Ramban says, hama'atnu cha ki asisa imanu vog dola lamisenu bamidbar shahayinu ru'oyim livgo moscha ki tishtaver aleinu afilu svara mu'etis l'shloach lanu lalos lefanecha kol shechen shetimloch v'tisnasa aleinu. So dosen v'avim v'choylik on Moshe and the malchus of Moshe. And the pasuk says, "Vayichal Moshe ma'od, vayomer el Hashem, al tefen el min chosam, lo chamo echad mehem nasasi, v'lo hevei'osi es echad mehem." And the Ramban explains, "Chamo echad nasasi." In other words, Moshe was saying, "What svara? Even that which is appropriate and for the king to take as part of the malchus, I did not take." As the pasuk says in Shmuel, "Ve'es chamorim yikach, chamirechem yikach, v'asa l'malachto," which is the right of the king, that Moshe is saying, chamorachalon, that he never even took a donkey with them, and that which, you know, that which a king, the rights of a king, Moshe never implemented. This relates to himself. And so he's saying, all those things of Malchus, I never did. And he said, lo hewe osi es achad behem, means I never imposed on them. To take them for the Leches HaMelech. And so all the things that were appropriate for the king and the rights of the king, Moshe never implemented. But you see from the whole parasha that Korach and therefore Dosim Vavivim, who joined him, they were basically being moored in the Malchus of Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's interesting that in Sefer Bereishis, when we read when the brothers took Yosef and sold him, where was that? That was in Dothan. Because the brothers also, like Dothan, later relatives of Moshe, they never accepted Yosef's exalted position, and so to speak, the Malchus of Yosef. And the Malchus of Yosef, like that of Moshe, was founded on his greatness, his internal exalted qualities. And that's hinted in the word dosum, like dosum, who later would be choylik on the Malchus of Moshe. And that's why in this week's parsha, Chazal chose the Haftorah in Sefer Shmuel, when the people ask for a melech, and they reject Shmuel, who was functioning both as the melech and as the king. And with this parallels the story of the Merida of Korach and Dasan Vavirin in the Malchus of Moshe.